All this week, we are looking at social distancing, but for blind and partially sighted people, it has turned their lives upside down. Now, we've got a big event taking place in London at the Piccadilly Lights. If you find yourself down there, do have a look. There's something a bit strange you may recognise. Now, we are looking at social distancing in terms of visual impairment. That could be people who use a cane or a guide dog, and some don't actually need many aids to help them get around, but it does throw up a whole host of problems. We're focusing on guide dog owners today. I have Pete Osborne with us from the charity. Thank you very much for joining us, Pete.
No problem at all. Good to speak to you.
Now, like myself, Pete, you're a guide dog owner, and social distancing is great when the distances are coming down. However, when you have a visual impairment, would you agree it makes things actually tougher, a bit harder?
I think it really does. I think as well as actually making things practically more difficult, it makes you quite nervous just about going to the places that you might previously go to and know really well, because things are just very different. I mean, even down to, you know, where people are queuing, or, you know, how people are approaching you, or the assistance you might get. If you start and think about that before you go out, it can actually make you quite nervous and apprehensive. And we've spoken to quite a lot of guide dog owners who just at the moment feel very uncomfortable about going out at all sometimes because of the differences that people are experiencing.
When we think about guide dogs, you know, you think about independence, you think about confidence, because the dogs bring that to their owners. You know, they get out there, they go about their everyday lives, because the dogs are trained a certain way, which perhaps doesn't work well with social distancing.
Yeah, that's right. I think, you know, the dogs are probably as bewildered by some of this as we are, I think, when the, you know, some of the things that they see. So you may have practiced a route with your dog that requires you to use a particular staircase, which is now no longer an up staircase. It might be a down staircase, or there may be even a barrier at the bottom of it to stop you from using it. And dogs can become quite confused by some of this. I mean, also, I don't know about your dog, but mine isn't particularly a respecter of queues, let alone one that's a socially distanced queue. He's just, you know, he's just going to work his way to the front of it if he can. So I think, you know, there are different situations that are coming up now that are quite challenging for dogs. Dogs will probably see markers on the floor, you know, and be thinking, well, is this something I need to avoid? Or, you know, it's something unusual and different for them. I haven't mentioned the fact that people are now wearing, you know, face coverings and, you know, various other things, which dogs will find quite confusing sometimes when they see. It can be a little bit disconcerting for them. Certainly I had a situation the other day where someone turned up my door with a face cover on and my dog barked, you know, which he will do occasionally, but he barked quite nervously, as if to say, well, I don't understand this, you know. So there is quite a lot for them to get used to in the environment, as well as for us as guide dog owners. It's all a bit strange and unusual for them.
And if the dogs do get spooked somewhere, say, you know, queue with people with masks on, they will avoid going there. So they may be more apprehensive about following routes to certain places if they think, oh, I don't like this.
Yeah. Particularly if they've seen something that disconcerts them. I think that's right. And I think, you know, it's important for all of us as guide dog owners, even as dog owners, you know, if your dog is spooked by something like that, then just give your dog a little bit of time. Give your dog some reassurance. That goes for pet dogs as well as guide dogs, you know. Just reassure them that it's all okay, that you're not concerned about it, and that you're in control. And, you know, that hopefully will calm the situation down and prevent a future reaction.
And you mentioned queues. My dog's the same. He'll just head to a door. You know, if it's a supermarket, there's a social distance queue, he'll just head to the door. You know, we're not being ignorant. You know, I'm blind, I want in first. The dogs are trained to do that. You know, when they can't follow social distancing, they don't know what 2 meters are. So we're really more reliant on sighted members of the public, perhaps just giving us some audible cues, just talking to us about perhaps where crossings are, or where doors are, or where queues are.
Yeah, I agree. And it's really important that people don't disappear. You know, so it's, I know it can be quite difficult to know if you can see it. It'll be difficult to know how to support somebody who can't. But, you know, actually describing the scene, telling them that you're there, you know, giving somebody some advice about whether a road is clear to cross, or, you know, actually, you know, that this particular entrance is blocked off, or whatever. You can do an awful lot without actually having to offer somebody a guiding arm. just explaining what's going on in an environment that, that may not now be familiar to somebody is really massively important.
We're talking about the dog's effects here, but for the owners as well, that really can diminish someone's ability to get that confidence to go somewhere, because they're perhaps scared of bumping into someone, they're perhaps scared of upsetting someone, or even just going to the shops. You know, I can't touch anything anymore, that guiding arm may not be there anymore. There's just so much to go through your mind even before you step out the door.
Yeah, there is. And the issue of using, you know, transport, you know, will you be able to find a seat that it's a distance from somebody else? You know, will somebody even tell you whether it's your right bus number? You know, they may be waiting at the stop, but if they're waiting a few meters away from you, they might as well be half a mile if you can't see at all. So, you know, there is a lot for people to think about. And I think for me, it's really important for people to plan how they're going to approach their journey. Things may have changed quite a lot, you know, when they go and do something that was previously familiar to them. So to actually plan is really quite important, I think, to think about things that might have changed. And if you're unsure about whether, for example, something has changed in public transport, give somebody a ring, use the systems that are available to us. If you're concerned about, you know, how your dog might approach something, give guide dogs a ring. You know, talk to your team about how you can get some support. It may be that we can't visit you physically at the moment, but we can provide an awful lot of support to you over the phone. So it's important that you keep in touch with your team. And overall, I think, although it is a very uncertain time for all of us, we need to really guard against being locked in our homes, you know, forever. That's not something any of us want to see, you know, and I think we need to share our experiences, build our confidence, and actually, you know, get out there and do what we all enjoy doing, which is, you know, going to the parks, the shop, the things that everybody enjoys, but accept that things may have changed quite a lot and you may have to plan a little bit more than you have done before.
Just finally, Pete, if you had a piece of advice for sighted members of the public that could make that journey more comfortable and more confident, what would you say that would be?
Don't disappear. Absolutely. You know, it's very difficult. You know, if you can see somebody walking towards you with a guide dog down the road at the moment, and you're on the same side of that road, what is your natural feeling? Are you thinking, oh, I should cross so that I don't cause a situation, I don't come too close? And I think I would try and look at the situation and think, you know, if you feel the person is going to need some help, saying hello is a huge issue. Hello, I'm here. I can describe something to you if you want. Is there any help that you need? That doesn't involve breaking any social distancing, you know, guidelines. So don't disappear. Say hello. Describe the situation as best you can would be the advice I would give.
Pete Osborne, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.